gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to peep me right across her shoulder, 'cause I just can't seem to drink you off my mind. He's a honky-tonk ribbon. Give me the honky-tonk blues. I lead a divorcee in New York City. I had to put up some kind of a fight. The lady, then she covered me in roses. She blew my nose and then she blew my mind.
There you go, 50 years still rocking. The Rolling Stones celebrating this time round, of course. And a picture of them in one of the national papers in the UK. And they're all together. There's Zolf in the friendly... we won't mention the name of the paper, the Daily Mail, OK?
Yeah, they look rather haggard. Time hasn't been generous to the Rolling Stones, but music has. They've a wonderful body of work, 22 studio albums they've recorded over since 1962 when they were formed, countless band member changes, and they're all looking rather happy with themselves. The reason why they were reunited was because it was announced that there'd be a photography exhibition marking the band's long career, which launched Somerset House last week. And talking about the pictures, which will include reportage, live concert and studio images, Keith Richards said that he felt weird looking back at the group's early days. It's amazing. Most of these pictures, I think, were, where was the cameraman? I don't remember him being there. He said, well, no surprise there, Keith. You didn't remember half the things going on. Interesting story about him playing at Slane Castle, the same riff for the whole concert back in 1981, and no one noticed. He added he would like the band to continue for as long as possible, saying that there might be life in the old dog yet. We'll die gracefully. Elegantly wasted was the terms he used. Sometimes it's hard work and you wonder why you're doing it, other than the £175 million which you've amassed. Mm-hmm. But apart from those few moments, it's been an incredible adventure. The Stones' last tour, a bigger band, played to 4.5 million people in 32 countries over 2 years before it was finished in London in 2007. With ticket sales of close to a billion dirhams, it was the most profitable tour in recent times and only marginally eclipsed by U2's 360 tour, which was as soon as last year. So just goes to show, Jason, that in their 70s, they still command big fees and massive audiences. Do you think the Rolling Stones are timeless?
I think they are, and I think they've just got this wonderful, so many people around them, so many people want to go and see them. I was talking to a guy a couple of years ago on radio, and he called in one day and said that he'd been to a concert in the States with the Rolling Stones, and just how amazing the concert was. It was something he'd been looking forward to for years and years. And I was also talking about to one of the guys on the technical side, and apparently there's like three shows. So they do the night's concert there, a two nights concert there. The other show is being built somewhere else, and there's another one again. So,
do you know what I find extraordinary?
It's amazing. You know, the size of this organization is massive.
They've got you're right. They mobilize a complete workforce that runs into hundreds of people that are involved, excluding technicians. The whole rigmarole that's involved getting these things mobilized is beyond comprehension. Rather, if anyone hasn't seen it, the 2008 film biopic, if you can call it, Shine a Light, which
what a great film,
Martin Scorsese, who's now decided to get involved with artists. He did Bob Dylan's one as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
And this deals with their Bigger Bang tour, just phenomenal, and it fuses footage from earlier pieces as well. these guys are in their 70s, Jason. This is the majority of them in their 70s or late 60s. To be going out and performing tours that, you know, take them globally all around the shop.
Mm.
The sets are so long because they've got such a big volume of work.
Exactly that.
It's an hour and a half, 2 hours they play,
yeah,
in their 70s all around the world. I mean, you're getting value for money there. I mean, let's be honest, Jason. If we're going to be uber critical about the Rolling Stones, not much after 85 in terms of newer material was much cop. But you know, that period from the 60s, from 62 certainly until the mid 70s, you know, only the Beatles can rival that kind of.
And I think actually, Zoff,
body of work.
Yeah, and I think actually, Zoff, you've got that situation also where people still expect, you know, that a band such as the Rolling Stone, they still want to see Jagger bouncing around the stage, you know, and all as they were, which may find slightly difficult these days. I suppose when you think about it, there's so many bands that since the Stones, you know, that have sort of looked up towards the Stones and followed the Stones, and probably brought, ooh, a lot of bands in on stage, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think of the Black Crows,
the influence, yeah,
the Black Crows, if you think about now, and Aerosmith. Aerosmith are also a contemporary of theirs, but I'm sure were influenced. There's so much music nowadays. We talked about Bittersweet Symphony, which was which is a song by Richard Ashcroft and The Verve, which employed a sample which was never fully paid for. We look at modern bands like Oasis, you know, although there are lots of tributes to T-Rex from Oasis, there's certainly, you know, certainly some songs that, you know, would not seem out of place if Mick Jagger was singing them as well. So homage you'll always get in terms of the Rolling Stones. One question I wanted to ask you, Jason, is that in my household there was always a rivalry between the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. My parents were massive Beatles fans.
Many a household, yeah.
And, you know, much of you had, if you could compare a modern-day rivalry, you had that Blur Oasis thing in the 90s, but that doesn't even come close to the rivalry that certainly the press made a go of back in the day between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. My parents were massive Beatles fans, Jason.
Yeah.
I, myself, and my brother were very big Rolling Stones fans. One we thought was more poppy, upbeat, and very well manufactured. There was a look the Beatles had, and don't get me wrong, all talented musicians in their own right. John Lennon, a hero of mine, but in terms of out and out rock and roll talent, I much prefer the Rolling Stones. So I was definitely in the Rolling Stones camp. How about you?
I was just in the middle.
Sit on the fence.
I was smart on one side and a bit rugged on the other. There's one thing for certain though, that it's not all over now for the Rolling Stones celebrating 50 years.